I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A year after the fall of the Assad regime and the end of civil war in Syria, many Syrian minority religious refugees remain displaced in Lebanon. Camille Melke with Heart for Lebanon says the organization is committed to serving vulnerable people, and that includes both Syrian refugees and the Lebanese who are hurting financially.
Serving the refugee population continues to be a major focus of what we do. We understand that people in need are first and foremost in need to hear the gospel from a community that shows Christ's love unconditionally.
Though Syrian refugees are often skeptical of Christians, some show a thirst for the gospel. So please pray that they'll take the gospel with them when they return home to Syria. And for women in Uganda facing unplanned pregnancies, fear can shape every decision. Life International partners with a church network in Uganda, training pastors and Christian leaders on how to support crisis pregnancies with practical help and gospel hope. April Schmidt with Life International says,
we're seeing just an expansion and a change of heart in the participants. And these are leaders in this denomination. They already love the Lord. They're already committed to the sanctity of human life. But what this does for them in this training, this equipping, is it's helping them to take what they know and to put that faith into action.
Please pray for Ugandans to know God the Father's heart for life. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Join us here on Facebook, X, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.